اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. I humbly and earnestly advise the Muslim community to follow the infallible Imams and the political, social, economic, and military teachings and culture of these great guides to humanity with devotion, sincerity, and sacrifice. I would like to enjoin all of you to safeguard and observe the fiqh sunnati, that means traditional jurisprudence or religious canons. These set forth the schools of prophetic mission and emanate and guarantee the growth and development of the nations through the primary and secondary decrees, both of which are the schools of Islamic jurisprudence.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today on the new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. I'm Sister Mousavi, and in this new episode, we will make an effort to shed some light on the precious words and sayings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh on the very important subjects of social justice. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah holds that the Iranians want justice, freedom, and independence, and believe they can achieve them only under the auspices of Islam and its laws. You know, there are several points to mention about this speech. One is the motivation and cause of Iran's revolution against the corrupted and faithless regime of Shah. Social injustice was one of the main reasons for the oppressed nations to stand against the governments. If you take a look at the history, you will find that almost every revolution's emergence started with a desperate need for justice. Okay, for now, let's have a break and we'll be back in no time.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
Welcome back. We're talking about Imam Khomeini's speech about social justice and its importance for the start of a revolution. Well, the major draw of the Islamic Republic of Iran for the revolution was the social injustice too. But what differentiates it from other revolutions, just as Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh aptly puts it, is the presence of Islamic ideology and its laws. And now the Iranian revolution expresses itself through the language of Islam with a religious leadership, and this has turned into a reason for its superiority over other revolutions. The feature of being Islam-driven has turned the Islamic revolution of Iran into a great source of motivation for other revolutions too, and we must take that into consideration. Well, now for the closing of this episode, let's repeat the precious sentence once more. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that the Iranians want justice, freedom, and independence, and believe that they can achieve them only under the auspices of Islam and its law. Thank you for listening to us. Until the next episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Every night.